Hi, I'm Kaylin Stengel. Welcome to my first podcast. The current date is Monday, October 5th. We just finished the fourth match day of 38 with Liverpool losing 7-2 to Aston Villa and Tottenham beating Man United 6-1. So, first, let's take a look at the table. We got Everton on top with 12 points. Aston Villa, Leicester, and Arsenal, and Liverpool all have 9. Spurs in 6th with 7 points, along with Chelsea, Leeds, and Newcastle. West Ham, Southampton, Crystal Palace, and Wolves are tied with 6 points. Then, shocking one, Man City with 4 points after 3 games. They're currently in 14th. Brighton is tied with Man United. Brighton in 15th, Man U in 16th. West Brom is just out of relegation with 1 point. Then Burnley, Sheffield, and Fulham all have 0 points and are in relegation. So, currently, Man U are about to finalize or have already finalized a £27 million deal for Ahmad Traore. He scored 8 goals, 11 assists in all competitions last year. Played 27 games, so not too bad. Mainly plays right wing for a total of 22 times, and he played twice as attacking midfielder. Then Everton have reportedly won Sergio Romero from Man U, their backup goalie, as they just have brought back Dean Henderson. Spurs want to make, well, Everton wants a loan deal. Spurs want permanent. And also Man U's looking for a permanent. Man U have missed the opportunity of getting Ousmane Dembele. Honestly, I think they should have just passed up on Dembele. He gets injured a lot. He's a big gamble. Well, as is Traore. But, yeah. Next up, Man City. Man City currently sitting in 14th without Sergio Aguero, and they haven't been playing Jesus. Yesterday they tied 1-1 to Leeds United, the newly promoted side. I think Man City probably should have won that, but they just didn't finish their opportunities. And for Man City, Barcelona is currently trying to get their center back, Eric Garcia, And also today is deadline day. So after today, if anything isn't finished up, you pretty much won't be able to get them till next year. This year, Man City signed Nathan Ake, Fernan Torres, and Ruben Diaz. Biggest signing is probably Ake, as they need a stronger defense. But their defense is still lacking a little. Man City in the Champions League their draw's not too bad, honestly. They're easily gonna top that group. I don't see anybody in that group giving them too much trouble. But for Man U, they got PSG and Leipzig. Man U might not make it to the group out of the group stages. I'm saying for sure PSG are topping that group. And then it's Man U and Leipzig for second. Liverpool, pretty easy group. They got Atlanta and Ajax. Pretty easy draw. Not only gonna top that. Chelsea's got an easy group too. It's gonna be Chelsea and Sevilla going through, I'm guessing. I think that's what we all expect to happen. Now we're gonna move on to Liverpool. Shocked us all yesterday when they lost 7-2 to a team who probably should have got relegated last year. They made Jack Grealish looked like Pele out there. Ross Barkley was phenomenal. Ooh. Liverpool's defense was just terrible. They had like 3 deflection goals. They could barely stop anybody from going through them. It was just terrible defense. Somehow, even though they lost 7-2, they're still in 5th place with 9 points. They're got a goal differential of 0. If they could have been second place if they didn't, they would have been first place. Well, could have, they'd be tied with Everton for first place if they didn't lose. Well, if they won. But I think what's surprising us all is how good Leeds are doing. They put up a good show against Liverpool, where they lost 4-3. Then, Leeds played Fulham, where they won 4-3. They probably should have won by more if they didn't let it more cool. Then they beat Sheffield. Sheffield's been off to a rough start. Tied Man City yesterday, 2 days ago. That was very surprising. Leeds have brought in a fair few players, though. I'm saying they're going top half of the table. Honestly. They're looking very strong. Then we got Chelsea sitting on 7 points, seventh in the table. They're not doing too good. They're doing better than Man U. They won first week, 3-1 to Brighton. Lost second week, 2-0, with Eric Christensen, I believe, Andreas Christensen, getting a red card. That he shouldn't have done that. He just tried to tackle him. Then they tied to West Brom. Should have won. And then they destroyed Crystal Palace 4-0 on Saturday. They're going to play Man U on the 24th. Well, and next week they're playing Southampton. 2 weeks, because this week's international break. 2 weeks, they're playing Southampton. That's going to be an easy match for Chelsea, I'm guessing. They don't have anybody. Their toughest game is probably going to be the Spurs game, and that's November 28th. But Frank Lampard's brought in a whole bunch of people. They're trying to get Declan Rice. West Ham just don't want to give him up. They need to sell Jorginho first, and I'm not sure that's going to happen. It's deadline day, and nobody's made that many moves yet. Man U, I think's gonna knock it Champions League this year after what their start's been. Unless they get a solid coach, I think it's gonna be Liverpool. I think it's gonna be Everton first, Liverpool second, Leicester third, and then. Man City 4th, then Man U 5th, Spurs 6th, Arsenal, yeah. It's going to be a weird year. Everton is looking the best team so far. After they got they bought James Rodriguez. They bought Allen, and they bought Decore. Their midfield's looking strong. They play Liverpool in 2 weeks on the 17th. That's going to be their toughest game yet. Yeah. Everton, their closest game was a 1-0 to Spurs. And I think Liverpool's heads are going to be down after the 7-2 defeat. Don't think they're going to get past that on international break. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening to my first podcast. Bye.